Electric cars were largely novelties until Tesla introduced its Roadster in 2008. Now, a few small startups are trying to repeat Tesla's success in another sector of the electric vehicle industry. They're building trucks, hoping to sell them en masse to government and business fleets. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Inside a warehouse at Reventure Park, mechanics are tightening bolts and gluing insulation on a shiny blue pickup truck. It's the finishing touches for the Condor to get it ready for its debut to possible buyers. Designer Brooks Agnew demonstrates all the standard pickup features.
We put a step bumper on it so they can put a hitch ball on it. They can haul a cement mixer or a lawnmower, and it's the perfect work truck.
The truck's all smooth lines, and there's no grill to cut down on drag. And it's all electric. That may not be odd for cars these days, but it is for trucks, which need more power for hauling. The idea, Agnew says, is to compete to replace the very popular but decommissioned Ford Ranger in public and private fleets.
This is the first full design from the ground up electric truck, and it is very quick. I mean really quick, like sports car quick. And it's able to go over 100 miles on a charge and carry weight.
It'd be easy to dismiss the lofty claims. Agnew's an eccentric guy. Among other things, he spent years trying to organize an expedition to the North Pole to see if the Earth is hollow. And his company, EV Fleet, has had several iterations under different names. But he has decades of automotive experience, and most of all, the truck works. It zips around Southend smoothly all day during its demo.
From what I can see, and I've done some research into it, as far as I can tell, that the truck looks pretty solid, and that's why we're looking into it.
Chris Vicente manages UNC Charlotte's more than 400 vehicles. He was one of several fleet managers at the demo, including representatives from the state, the city of Charlotte, and Duke Energy. Vicente's a proponent for electric vehicles. He already has about 100 in his fleet, mostly the low-speed, golf cart-sized gems.
The novelty's really going out of the electric vehicle. It's going to be here to stay in the right applications.
Vicente says it makes sense to use them, but only for the jobs they have the power to do, and without worry the battery will run out.
You know, when they used to build cars, they would have to build a vehicle that could survive in Anchorage, Alaska, and Death Valley, California. And now things are going more towards a specialty.
He's looking to replace the university's aging Ford Rangers, but that's a big step for electric technology. There are a few options. There's the Condor, there's converted full-size trucks from Utah-based Via Motors, and this week, Vicente is test-driving an e-ride around campus. It looks like a Jeep and a golf cart had an electric child. Or he could stick with a gas or diesel Ford F-150, and that would certainly be safer than buying a $50,000 truck from EV Fleet's 13-man shop.
The concern would be parts replacement more than anything. Will this truck have enough parts where I can get parts?
If they go out of business, so do their custom parts. Also, most public organizations buy from government-approved vendors, so it's tough for newcomers to break in.
I'd be lying if I were to say that it's not difficult.
Sean Flaherty is a senior planner at the Centralina Clean Fuels Coalition, a government-sponsored nonprofit that works with fleets to incorporate alternative vehicles.
You know, the big guys have been doing this for a long time, and they have the distribution, they have the supply chain in place.
Electric cars are a growing part of vehicle fleets. Charlotte began buying Nissan Leafs and Chevy Volts 2 years ago, but those are products of the major automakers. Some corporations like Staples and FedEx have converted some of their own delivery trucks, but overall, electrics make up an immeasurably small fraction of the 6 million trucks in U.S. fleets.
Eventually, there will be a crossover point.
Travis Bradford, no relation, is the director of Columbia University's Energy and Environment Program.
In the long term, this is certainly where things are going to go from a pure economics point of view, but in the meantime, the only way to get there is to see the industry tested and scaled up to allow that to happen.
And that's where we are right now, Bradford says. Fleets are testing the water, but not buying big. Of course, it took one small company to jumpstart the electric car industry. Maybe EV Fleet will do the same for trucks. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.